Welcome to the Tesla Daily News Podcast for Sunday, December 7th, 2025. I'm your host, and today we're tracking all the latest Tesla news driving the markets and shaping the future of EVs. Whether you're a Tesla investor or just passionate about electric vehicles, I'll break down what matters most for your portfolio and curiosity. Here's what to expect in today's episode. Tesla jolts the European market with an aggressively priced Model 3. We'll unpack a holiday software update with features eyed by both fans and regulators. What are analysts saying about TSLA's valuation and investor sentiment into 2026? Plus, see how Tesla's innovations and leadership are stacking up as the EV market shifts. Let's get started. Our first story today, Tesla launches its most affordable Model 3 ever across Europe, including a new standard trim rolling out in countries like the Czech Republic and Poland at price points under 900,000 crowns or about 37,000 euros. The base Model 3 standard skips some premium trim, but still offers core Tesla tech and options like autopilot for an upgrade. Why does this matter? Competition in Europe is heating up from brands like BYD and XPeng as EV price sensitivity rises and local rivals cut costs. By dropping its entry price, Tesla aims to win back market share after a reported sales slowdown and declining registrations through much of this year. If these cheaper models spark demand, it could stabilize European deliveries heading into Q1 and boost sentiment around TSLA's global sales growth. For investors, it's a litmus test. Can this pricing power protect Tesla's margins as the race to the bottom intensifies? Moving to our next headline, Tesla just announced its long-awaited 2025 holiday software update. While there's no radical AI leap this year, the release delivers several customer-focused perks, a built-in photo booth mode, the arrival of Grok, Tesla's xAI chatbot, and deeper data for vehicle insurance. But the most controversial tweak? Tesla has reportedly enabled in-car texting while full self-driving is engaged, a first for any automaker. Elon Musk claims supervised FSD V14 allows some drivers to send messages behind the wheel, but legal experts and regulators aren't convinced. The NHTSA is actively investigating Tesla's FSD for repeated red light violations, lane drifting, and overall reliability. Allowing texting could both delight and alarm users, but if regulators clamp down, Tesla's autonomy narrative may face fresh headwinds. For shareholders, watch for updates from safety agencies and whether this feature triggers further scrutiny or even restrictions on the company's FSD rollouts. Let's shift gears to the stock market. Tesla's value remains a hot debate on Wall Street. This week, some analysts doubled down on warnings that TSLA's current share price, closing around $244, or nearly $800 billion in market cap, is absurdly high relative to fundamental earnings and delivery trends. The bears point to lagging demand in Europe and fierce competition in China as red flags for Tesla's growth story. Yet, the bull case is still alive. Tesla recently jumped in annual automaker rankings, outpaced only by legacy strongholds like Toyota and Subaru, and innovation in manufacturing and software keeps Tesla's margin profile ahead of most rivals. For investors, analyst sentiment is mixed, with some calling for caution if deliveries disappoint in Q4, while others see room for upside if affordable models and software subscriptions play out as expected. Speaking of technology, Tesla's energy and software business remains a bright spot. Major U.S. storage projects have already blown past 2025 targets, with Tesla's Megapack deployments and Powerwall sales hitting new records. Energy revenue now makes up a larger piece of the company's forecasts, and expanding battery contracts are boosting both top line and investor confidence that Tesla isn't just a car company. If these trends continue, higher recurring energy revenue could support a higher price-to-earnings ratio and maybe help Tesla weather auto market volatility. Next up, leadership and broader context. While Tesla's innovations are making headlines, CEO Elon Musk diverted attention this week with another controversy, public remarks about FSD rules and texting behind the wheel, amid lingering questions about engagement and time spent away from Tesla. Some large institutional investors, including ARK, have trimmed Tesla holdings this quarter, possibly in reaction to both volatility and concerns over Musk's outside activities. For shareholders, Musk's leadership and focus remain double-edged, invaluable for brand and innovation, but a potential governance risk if regulatory investigations widen or if sentiment sours on his public persona. Finally, ending on a competitive note, the Chinese upstart XPeng, cited in several reports this week, is ramping software updates, autonomous features, and aggressive vehicle pricing. While it's not yet at Tesla's scale, the speed of innovation could squeeze Tesla's margins in China and even Europe if market share continues to slip. Watch XPeng and BYD as signals for the next phase of the global EV price war and how well Tesla can defend its turf. To sum up today's episode, Tesla is fighting hard to protect market share with new entry-level models and high-frequency software updates. Investor sentiment is a tug-of-war between calls for caution and renewed optimism about margins from new tech and energy sales. Regulatory and competitive risks remain high, especially as rival EV brands double down on value and autonomy. Tomorrow, keep an eye out for potential delivery announcements, analyst price target moves, and any new statements from regulators or earnings whispers as Tesla closes out the year. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe for your daily Tesla stock and business update. Visit our website for detailed charts and expanded coverage, and follow for more. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Tesla Daily News Podcast.